in order to convey to mankind such knowledge which gives them a clear and intelligible conviction of the working of God in His justice and love, I have written the work in the light of truth, which leaves no gap, contains the answer to every question, and clearly shows to mankind how wonderful are the ways in creation that are upheld by many servants of His will. But God alone is holy. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. Good evening and welcome to Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on the work In the Light of Truth, the Grail Message. The Grail Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth given to mankind by the author Abrushin. It explains the will of which manifests as the adamantine and incorruptible laws of creation. This message does not bring a new religion and is intended as a torch to guide all serious seekers to the light and their longed-for height, which is paradise. It is addressed to earnest seekers only, for only such shall find. I am Dr. Tunde Agboola. A reading from the Grail Message is now brought to you. The author of the Grail Message says, and I quote, concluding the lecture, the mystery of birth. Therefore, the birth of a child is far more important and valuable than is generally accepted, for its entrance into the physical world holds a new and special act of grace of the Creator, not only for the child, but at the same time for its parents, even for its brothers and sisters, if it has any, and for others who come in contact with it, in that they thereby all receive a further opportunity to progress in some way. Through the necessary nursing during an illness, through heavy worries or misery, an opportunity may be offered to the parents to advance spiritually, be it the simple means to achieve some aim, the actual discharge of an old debt, or perhaps even a pre-redemptive measure against some threatening karma. With a person who has already begun to will what is good, it very often happens that through his voluntary decision to devote himself to nursing his own or some other child, a serious illness which afflicted him as karma, according to the law of reciprocal action, will mercifully be pre-redeemed in consequence of his good volition. A real redemption can only ensue in the intuition, in the full experience. A genuinely devoted nursing often brings an even deeper experience than that of one's own illness. There is deeper anxiety and pain during the illness of a child or of one who is really considered a loved one, and the joy at his recovery is equally great. And the deep intensity of this experience stamps its imprint solely on the intuition, on the spiritual man, that it helps to change him. And in this process, the threads of faith that would otherwise still have struck him are cut off. Through their severance or falling away, the threads rebound like stretched elastic in the opposite direction to the homogeneous ethereal centers, the power of attraction henceforth pulling them from one side only. Thereby, all further influence on the reformed human being is out of the question, because the connecting link is missing. Thus, if a person freely and willingly takes upon himself some duty towards another out of pure love, there are thousands of ways of achieving redemption in this manner. In his parables, Jesus gave the best examples. In the Sermon on the Mount and in all his other sayings, he clearly pointed out the good results of such practices. In so doing, he always spoke of thy neighbor, thus pointing out the best, the simplest, and truest way towards redemption of karma and towards ascent. Love thy neighbor as thyself, he charged, thus giving the key to the gate leading to all ascent. It need not involve a case of illness. The necessary care and education of children quite naturally offer so many opportunities that they embrace in themselves all that comes into consideration to free a man from his karma. For this reason, children are a blessing, no matter how they are born and developed. What applies to parents applies equally to brothers and sisters, and to all who have much to do with children. They also have opportunities to profit by this newcomer, be it only through striving to cast aside bad habits or similar things, by practicing patience and giving careful help of different kinds. The child itself, however, is no less helped. Bath gives each individual the possibility to advance a mighty step upwards. If this does not happen, it is the fault of the individual himself, because he did not want it. Hence, every bath should be regarded as a benevolent and impartially distributed gift of God. Those who, being childless, adopt a strange child will be no less blessed. Indeed, the blessing will be all the greater on account of the adoption, provided that it is done for the child's sake and not for personal gratification. In an ordinary incarnation, the power of attraction of what is spiritually homogeneous plays a leading role, together with reciprocal action. Qualities regarded as inherited are not really inherited, but are merely owing to this power of attraction. Nothing spiritual is inherited from a mother or a father, for the child is as distinct a being as is each of the parents. It is only that the child has similar qualities through which it felt attracted to them. But it is not only this power of attraction of the homogeneous that is decisive in an incarnation. Other existing threads of faith to which the soul to be incarnated is bound also play a part. They are in some way connected with a member of the family into which it is led. All this contributes, attracts, and finally causes the soul to incarnate. The case is different where a soul volunteers to undertake a mission, either to help some particular persons or to engage with others in some benevolent work for all mankind. Out of its own free will, that soul then accepts in advance all that will happen to it on earth, so that here also there is no question of injustice. If all has been done in self-sacrificing love, without thought of any reward, the reward must come as a result of reciprocal action. In the families with hereditary diseases, souls will be incarnated, which, through the reciprocal action, need these diseases for redemption, for purification, or for advancement. The guiding and supporting traits do not allow a wrong and thus unjust incarnation to take place. They exclude the possibility of any error. It would be like trying to swim against a current which follows its orderly course with iron and inexorable power, eliminating all resistance from the start, so that even an attempt to swim against it is altogether out of the question. However, if its characteristics are precisely respected, it will bring nothing but blessing. All circumstances are carefully taken into consideration, including voluntary incarnations, in which diseases are voluntarily accepted in order to attain a certain purpose. If perhaps the father or mother burden themselves by some sin with a disease, maybe only by neglecting the strict laws nature lays down for the health of the body entrusted to their care, then the grief at seeing the same illness appear in the child would in itself be atonement, and if the grief is genuinely felt, would lead to purification. There would be little point in giving specific examples, since every single birth would give a new picture differing from the others because of the many intermingled threads of fate. Even every homogeneous type must offer thousands of variations on account of the fine gradations of the manifold reciprocal actions. Let us give just one simple example. A mother loves her son so dearly that she resorts to all manner of means to prevent him from marrying and leaving her. She continually chains him to herself. Such love is wrong, purely selfish, even if the mother, in her opinion, does everything to make her son's life on earth as pleasant as possible. With her selfish love, she has wrongly interfered in the life of her son. Genuine love never thinks of itself, but always of the advantage of the beloved one, and acts accordingly, even if it involves self-sacrifice. The mother's hour to be called away arrives. The son stands alone. Now, however, it is too late for him to arouse that joyful enthusiasm for the fulfillment of his wishes, which only youth has at his command. But in spite of all, he has made some gain, for he redeems something through this imposed renunciation. It may be a similar characteristics in a former life, thereby avoiding the inner loneliness of marriage, which he would otherwise have had to experience. Or it might be something else. He can only benefit through such things. The mother, however, has taken over her selfish love with her. Therefore, the power of attraction of what is spiritually homogeneous draws her irresistibly to people of similar qualities. For in their vicinity, she is able, through the intuitive life of such people, to experience a small part of her own passion when they practice their selfish love towards others. Therefore, she remains outbound. Should a conception take place involving persons in whose vicinity she continually finds herself, she will incarnate there through the link of her spiritual enchantment. But then the tables will be turned. As a child, she will have to suffer from the same characteristic in her father or mother as she once caused a child to suffer. In spite of her longing to leave the parental home and the opportunities to do so, she cannot free herself, not until she recognizes through personal experience the injustice of such qualities, will she atone for her guilt and be freed from it. Through its union with the physical body, that is, through its incarnation, a bandage is placed before the eyes of every human being, which prevents him from surveying his past existence. Like everything that happens in creation, this also is for the benefit of the person concerned. Here again is a proof of the wisdom and love of the Creator. If everyone could precisely recall his previous existence, he would merely stand aside and remain a calm onlooker in his new life on earth, in the consciousness that by so doing he was making progress or redeeming something. However, instead of helping him to advance, this would expose him to the great danger of sliding downwards. Life on earth must be really experienced if it is to have any purpose. Only what has been inwardly lived through in all heights and depths, what has been thoroughly experienced in one's intuition, only that may one truly call one's own. If a man could always clearly know from the very outset the exact course that would benefit him, there would be no occasion for him to weigh and decide. Hence, he could acquire neither the strength nor the independence that are absolutely necessary for him. As it is, he takes every situation of his art life with greater realism. Every genuine experience leaves a firm imprint upon his intuition, upon the immortal path, which, newly fashioned by this imprint, man takes over with him as his own, as a part of himself, but only that which he has really experienced, for all else is extinguished at physical death. That which has been experienced remains, however, as the clear extract of his earthly existence, as his gain. Not all that has been learned has been experienced, but only that which has been learned through experience becomes one's own. All the rest of the land lumber, for which many a man sacrifices his whole life, remains behind as husks. Therefore, each moment of life can never be taken too seriously, so that our thoughts, words, and deeds shall not deteriorate into meaningless habits, but pulsate with vital warmth. Through the bandage placed before its eyes at the time of its incarnation, the newly born child seems to be completely ignorant and is therefore often erroneously regarded as being innocent. But it often brings a mighty karma with it, which offers opportunities to redeem past errors by living through them and fully experiencing them. In cases of predestination, karma is only the necessary mission itself. It is voluntarily undertaken for the purpose of gaining earthly understanding, authority, in order to fulfill the mission. Therefore, man should no longer grumble about injustice at birth, but gratefully look up to the Creator, who only grants new mercies with every single birth. End of quote. You're listening to a reading from the Grail Message. This is Truth of Life, a deep and incisive program based on a work in the light of truth, the Grail Message. Copies of the Grail Message can be obtained on Grail Land, Edu-East Lagos, Grail Centers, and Grail Information Centers nationwide, and also at major bookshops. Public lectures are also organized from time to time. You are cordially invited to public lectures based on the Grail Message. Date, Sunday, 10th of May, 2015. Venue, OGS Plaza, Ajumon Bus Stop, Ajumon, in Ogun State. Topic, The Road to Paradise. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. Also on Sunday, 10th of May, 2015. Venue of lecture, Grace Event Center, Oposuru Abule Ijoko. Topic, Justice According to the Will of God. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. Then on Sunday, 17th of May, 2015, the venue of the lecture is Heritage Multipurpose Hall, Giwa Junction, Giwa Okiaro, Lagos. Topic, The Holy Spirit. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. Then on Sunday, 17th of May, 2015, venue of lecture, Grail Information Center, 1B, Adesoji Aderemi Street, Alamutu Estate, Station Bus Stop, Fagba, Lagos. The topic of lecture is in Yoruba language, and it is Kadara Eniyan. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. Then on Sunday, 17th of May, venue of lecture, Grail Information Center, 47 Doyin Omololu Street, off Demuri Street, Alapere, K2, Lagos. Topic, Only Truth Shall Set You Free. Then on Sunday, 17th May, 2015, venue of lecture, Silver Spoon Restaurant, 81 Itiria Road, by Ogunlano Drive Junction, Obele Street Bus Stop, Surulere. Topic, How We Make Our Destiny. Time of lecture, 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now we enter the interactive segment of this program. Dear new seekers who wish to interact with us, the telephone numbers to call are 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. Again, 0805-944-1123. And for your text messages, 0803-315-7493. Well, let's take some text messages here. Somebody writes, "Is gambling a sin?" Yes, gambling is a sin. It is not only detrimental to the body, but it's also detrimental to the soul. And somebody who has become addicted to it will become heartbound, because such activity only makes the soul to become heavy. And such a person will find it difficult, even after leaving the flesh, to detach himself from it. So it's wrong. Innocent is calling from Abuja. Hello, Innocent.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I've been talking with your colleague there, sir.
Yes, go on with your question.
My first question, I've been following your program. I've been following the program from months now.
Okay.
The first question that I heard one day talking about Jesus Christ and the Emmanuel. I was confused. Jesus Christ, is he different, or Jesus Christ, is he the same person? Then I know that Mary, he was the mother of Jesus Christ, but I don't know particularly who is the mother of the Emmanuel.
All right.
Then
now,
the second question, is it wrong for somebody to adopt a child?
Okay.
Then I've been talking to him. I get the green message.
Yeah.
I don't know whether the green message is a single book like Bible, or is it a
all right,
together, or is it a single book?
Okay, the great message comes in three volumes. Volumes 1, 2, and 3. And in Abuja, where you can get copies of the great message, in Madala, you go to the great center, which is on Madala Suleja Road, near the Madala Market. Or if you go to Lugbe, that's the Federal Housing Authority, Phase 2, Road 21, House 22 in Lugbe. Then another place where you can get the great message is in Kuje area in Abuja. And the address of the Great Information Center is number 4, Shaban Tete Street, opposite ND store, before AA Rano Filling Station, Kuje, Abuja. Now to your questions. Jesus Christ is not the same thing as Emmanuel. Jesus is the Son of God. Emmanuel is the will of God. Jesus Christ stands for love. Emmanuel stands for justice. Emmanuel is also the Holy Spirit. And so when we talk about the Holy Trinity, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the Almighty Father, then Jesus Christ as love, and Emmanuel as justice. So there are two separate personalities, Emmanuel and Jesus. So, to your second question, Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, and then the mother of earthly mother of Emmanuel. Now, the earthly mother has to swing in the gradation of the will or justice, and that is Therese. But when you read the great message, you understand it better. On adoption, yes, one can adopt a child, provided, of course, the adoption is done for the child's sake and not for personal gratification. And the blessing is even more on account of the adoption once it is done for the sake of the child. Because every child that is born is a great grace of the Almighty, and it gives every human being the opportunity for advancement. All right. Another text message is here. Please shed light on the admonition, pray ceaselessly. All right, now let's talk about pray. When a man prays, all he's trying to do is to maintain a connection with the light. Through prayer, the human spirit strives to link up with the helping powers of the light. But when we allow our spirit to become alert, and when we listen inwardly to our inner voice, we are always connected. And that is what is demanded, to always be alert spiritually, so that we can always listen inwardly to what we are supposed to do, and we should not only just take our own decision without having to be guided appropriately. So when we listen inwardly to our inner voice, then we can also link up with the will of the Almighty Creator. All right, another text message is here. Does it matter the denomination one belongs if he is serving God with all his heart? No, it does not matter. It is not the form of the belief that matter. The form of the belief means whether you are a Christian or a Muslim, whether you are a Catholic or Protestant, that is the form. But the nature of the belief, how alive is that belief you have in the Creator, and that is the one that matters. And to have a living belief, you must have conviction. You must know the will of the Almighty Creator, which manifests as the laws, and live according to those laws. That is what matters. Okay, another text message here. Was Jesus Christ reburied? Yes. When our Lord Jesus Christ was buried, his mother, the early mother Mary, ordered some of the disciples to carry that body from where it was buried, and it was then secretly reburied in the mountains, so that that body would not fall again into the hands of the Pharisees. So that was the reason for the empty tomb. When the others who are not privy to this saw the empty tomb, but they thought that Jesus Christ has risen with the physical body. No, it's not possible with the physical body. So the reason for the empty tomb was because the body was taken away and reburied in the mountains, and at the proper hour that body will be revealed to the eyes of humanity. Alright, another text message here. What does soul travel mean? Alright, we'll take that after taking this call from John in...
Hello,
John is from Oregon. Oh, from Amatas. From Oregon, okay. All right, go on.
Okay, can I ask you? You know, I want you to proof for the world the reincarnation. I want to see the physical proof that the reincarnation is existing.
All right.
And another one is they want to expose to us. Is it that endocrinology miracles they are doing now, that do this?
Okay, now talking about reincarnation, you can even see evidence of it in the Bible. when in Malachi chapter 4 verse 5, and it was written therein that I will send you Elijah before the day, end of the day, that is the Lord. I will send you Elijah. But Elijah, if you are a student of the Bible, know that Elijah came some 500 years before Malachi wrote that. Then talking about when our Lord Jesus Christ was in his mission, he came across a man who was born blind, and the disciples asked him, who sinned in this case? Is it this man or his parents that he was born blind? If you just think deeply about those questions, you will already see, even in the questions asked Jesus by the disciples, that they believe that that man who was born blind must have done in his previous earth life. But Jesus Christ replied them that it is not the case in this particular instance. And so it is there. So the reincarnation is to help mankind. One earth life is not sufficient for man to complete his assignment. And that assignment is to become mature in spirit. We left paradise as unconscious spirit seed. We came to the material world to become conscious and to become fully mature in spirit. But a single earth life is not sufficient for that. And even when we come and we make mistakes, then if we make any gross material error, it is that place also you have to come back and make the amendment. So that is the reason for the reincarnation. Coming and going, coming and going. But again, there is an end to that reincarnation. It is not forever. Because there is also a time for harvest. So, and that time for harvest is now. Also, the reason why when Jesus Christ was telling the people about the events of the end time, and they asked him, Master, when will these things come to pass? And he told them, this generation shall not pass until all these things come to pass. Think about it. That generation is now here, so that everyone will now make his fashion. Now let's announce the telephone numbers again. These telephone numbers will call 0705-298-0298. Again, 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. 0805-944-1123. So back to the text message. What does soul travel mean? Soul travel means when somebody consciously leaves his physical body to wander in the beyond or in the nearest environment to the earth. But it is a dangerous thing to do, because when somebody does that, he exposes his soul body to radiations that are injurious to it, and it leads to illnesses. It can be sudden, can lead to madness, can even lead to sudden death. So it is wrong for man to do such things. All right, Godwin is calling from Ogena. Okay. Ogawa. All right, go on. Where is that? In Delta State. Okay. All right, go on then. Sorry, the line went off. You should try and call. Godwin should try and call again. Telephone numbers 0705-298-0298 or 0805-944-1123. Okay, another text message here. Is it proper to offer sacrifice to a deity in the village if called upon to do so, even though one is a Christian? Why will you do that? It's not possible to serve God and mammon. It's either you serve one or hate the other. So you have to know what you really want to do. If you really want to serve the Creator, then serve the Creator. Don't mix it with something else. Another text message. How do I forgive my neighbor his sins against me? Well, we must learn to forgive, because, you know, if we do not forgive, then our own sins cannot be forgiven. And if somebody does not forgive wholly, he too cannot enter into paradise. His unforgiving heart will hold him back. But he should forgive when his heart bids him do so. He should not just say, "I forgive," when in actual fact, in his heart, he does not yet forgive. So there is blessing in forgiving. But then, when Jesus Christ said, "Forgive thy enemy," or "forgive thy neighbor," forgiveness towards one's neighbor begins and ends with disregarding his faults. That is, not to take his faults as something that you have to worry yourself about, because there is none who does not have his own fault. So forgiveness towards the neighbor begins and ends with disregarding the faults of the neighbor. Okara is calling from Mushi. All right. Hello, you are on.
Sir, I want to ask a question.
Go on, please.
Yeah, they said if a man seeks for a job before everything can be handed over to him, how can a man seek for a human job before everything can be handed over to him?
How can he do what?
How can a man seek for the kingdom of God
pay
before everything can be handed over to him?
Seek.
Yes.
Okay, seek ye first the kingdom of the Almighty, and everything shall be added unto you. Yes, to seek, it means that first of all, learn to know what the will of the Almighty is. You know, Jesus Christ said, "It is not those who call me Lord, Lord, Lord that will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven." Unfortunately, today, what people are doing is just calling Jesus Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. But nobody is striving to understand what is the will of his Father. And the will of his Father manifests as the laws of creation. And one of these laws says that what you sow is what you reap. Another one says that is those of the same feather, those of the same characteristics of homogeneous species, they always go together. So when we understand these laws and how they interact, and then strive to live accordingly, then that is the seeking the kingdom of God. Then everything else shall be added unto you. So our first duty is to know these laws and to strive to live accordingly. You get explanation about these laws in detail in the Great Message. Okay. Another text message is here. Please explain the consequence of the killing of John the Baptist by the executioner. Of course, anybody who kills, we also have his own. You also have the consequences. You know, in the case of John the Baptist, what actually happened was Tertullus, the cup bearer of the King Herod, was asked to go and cut and bring the head of John the Baptist. But when he got there, he could not even do it. Because he was already even getting to know John the Baptist. While they were waiting for him to bring then Barabbas, one of the servants, in the court of the king was so, he just went there to come, why is this man wasting time? So he went there and saw John kneeling in a praying motion. He drew the sword and cut the head of John the Baptist. But immediately he did that, John the Baptist appeared to him. His soul appeared to him. And Barabbas was so afraid, very, very afraid, and knelt down and said, "Sorry, sir, sorry, sir." Then it was then John the Baptist told him, "Go and tell Jesus what has happened." So, of course, Barabbas, after telling Jesus, he wanted to leave. Jesus told him, you cannot find peace anywhere except you stay with me. And so that was actually what happened. But of course, along the line too, Barabbas himself was killed. Now MS is calling from Rwanda. Hello? Estate. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Go on.
This is MS.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, my question is this.
Yes, go on with your question.
Huh? Now it's the question of our earthly mother, Mary. Why was it not stated in the Bible that she was buried? Let us believe in the Bible that he rose with his discovery. So I want to be clear about that.
This is the Grail message, and it is in the Grail message you find the real facts of actually what happened. So in the case of our Lord Jesus Christ, yes, what is recorded in the Bible is that there was empty tomb. Well, why it was like that, you find the connection when you examine the Grail message. Since it is not possible to take the physical body from the to the beyond, it's not possible. So what happened actually was that Mary ordered some of the disciples, which was not known to the others, to take the body and bury it in the mountains. Alright, now let's take another text message. Somebody asked, what is reincarnation? Reincarnation simply means the opportunity given to every human being to come back and correct his mistakes. But there is none of us who is coming here for the first time. Most often than not, we have been here several times. But each time we come, we keep on making the same mistakes. And yet, without correcting our mistakes, it is not possible for us to rise to the luminous kingdom. So, but to break this cycle of coming and going, one needs to know the knowledge of creation. Man needs to know the laws that govern creation. Man needs to know the will of his creator. So when he reads about it and strives to understand it and live accordingly, then he will also start to mature and step by step find his way to his spiritual home, which is paradise. Another question here. What is the Great Message all about? The Great Message is a new spiritual revelation of the truth. It is addressed only to those who are genuinely seeking. It brings the knowledge of creation. It answers those vital questions which every man must ask himself. What am I? Where am I? Why am I here, and where do I go from here? Those are questions, and the answer you find in the Great Message. Osami is calling from Ekpoma. Hello, Osami.
Yeah, hello.
All right, go on, please.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go on with your question.
Yeah, my question goes to the area of reincarnation.
Okay.
Please, I want to know, because there is this question in the Bible that says, it is appointed for a man to die once, after that, the judgment. I don't understand, because when the Bible says such thing, so how possible can one be reincarnated again? Does it mean that reincarnation is all about giving a person an opportunity to come back to life to have made all his wrongs. So I want to know, now, is it possible for Teddy to come from the same family which he was before he died? And if not, then how is Teddy come to incarnate? I mean, come to commit his error within his community, went to a ritual, he came out from another community entirely, or even another state.
All right, okay. To answer your question concerning it is appointed unto man to die once. But you know that Lazarus died more than once. Yes, Lazarus. He died. Jesus Christ raised him from the dead. Then eventually he died. So also the youth of nine. So also the daughter of Jairus. So that is not what Paul meant when he said that particular statement. It is only one time a man will die a spiritual death. That is only once. But physical death, it dies several times. Each time you come to the physical world to experience, it must die, and before you can enter into the beyond. So that occurs several times. But only once, spiritual death comes only once. And that is when a man is found wanting in the ongoing judgment, then he must die a spiritual death. All right, George is calling from Bayelsa. Hello, George. Hello. Yeah, go on.
Hello.
Yeah, you are on.
Is it possible for one destiny to be delayed by another person?
It is not possible. Your destiny is nothing but a law of sowing and reaping. That is, what you sow is what you reap. And when it is time for you to reap it, whether it is good or bad, you must reap it without delay. So do not believe such that say that somebody is delaying your destiny. When the time comes for you to receive what is due to you, it must come. You get it. Everything works according to the law. Okay, the other question Osami was asking concerning reincarnation, whether the person will come into the same family. It depends, really. There are so many threads that work to determine where a soul is incarnated and what period in is incarnated in, and so on. Through the law of attraction of homogeneous species, the soul will be attracted to those that have the similar qualities. And if that soul has a link with members of the family through reciprocal action, it can also be incarnated there. So there are so many threads, but each will be attracted or born where he really needs it, according to the law. Calling from Sapele. Hello, Ethel. Hello, Ethel. Yes. Yes, go on.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, okay. My discussion is on the incarnation.
Okay.
How will one know if he or she has died before come back to life?
All right. At the time when the soul takes up the cloak in the womb, which occurs in the middle of pregnancy, at that moment also a veil covers the eyes of the soul so that he does not know who he was in previous earth life. This is for his own benefit, because if somebody were to know precisely who he was, he will only be an onlooker, a bystander in this earth life, in the belief that he is making progress. But when it stands still, there is great danger that it can slide back downwards. So for that reason, for his benefit, that knowledge is shielded from everyone, so that it can take life as real as it is. For the human spirit, only the present is real. And the experience, man, gains at that moment, that is the thing that can change his soul, that can reform the soul, and that experience alone is what will be the real extract of his art life when he leaves the flesh. Adonia is calling from Vienna.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Please, sir, my question is, after God created man and placed man in paradise,
yeah,
so I believe there is nothing like the religion. My question is, how did man come and have the knowledge of idol worshipping in human existence?
Idol worshipping, yes, how it came about. Yes. All right, idol worshipping came about because, you know, for the true recognition of the Almighty, first of all, man must learn to recognize the workings of the elemental beings. The elemental beings are the master builders. They are the ones in charge of water, fire, earth, and air. They are the ones who prepared the pathway for the human soul. So, in the development of man, he first of all learned to recognize his environment. Then, as he penetrates deeper and deeper, he learns to see and recognize the workings of these elementals. At the beginning, he will consider them to be gods and will start to worship them. And that is how he came to be. But these elemental beings are themselves servants of the Almighty. And they do not like when you say worship them, so they move away. Unfortunately, sometimes when they go, then the thoughts of men will now take over and they will start to worship something that is dark. So that is how it came about. But true worship of God must first of all go through the recognition of the elemental forces of nature. Now let us remind our listeners, public lecture Lagos. In Yoruba language, Kadara Enim. Then also on Sunday, 17th of May, venue of lecture, Great Information Center, 47 Donyomolulu Street, off Demore Street, Alakpere, Kitu, Lagos. Topic: Only Truth Shall Set You Free. And on Sunday, 17th of May, venue of lecture, Silver Spoon Restaurant, 81 Itire Road by Ogunlano Drive Junction, Obeles Bus Stop, Surulere. Topic: How We Make Our Destiny. Time of lectures, 4 p.m. At the lectures, you'll be free to ask any question about life and existence and creation in general. Now, after this program, for those who may wish to interact with us after, our email is info@truthoflifradio.com. Website: www.truthofliferadio.com. Telephone numbers: 0705-298-0298 or 0803-315-7493. With my words, I lead to God and also to Jesus. However, in a more vital way than has been known in the past, and not as people have trimmed it through their propensity for spiritual comfort. Words of Abrushin, author of the Grail Message. That's it tonight. Until we meet next Sunday, I'm Dr. Tunde Agboola, wishing you good evening.